Hello, happiness seekers, and welcome to the Happiness Challenge. I'm Claudia Mitura, work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. And today I am so excited to kick off something truly special, 26-day happiness boost to celebrate the launch of my brand new book, The Alphabet of Happiness. I really do hope that you can really hear and feel the excitement in my voice, because this is what's happening. For the next 26 days, I'll be sharing one science backed happiness principle each day, one for every letter of the alphabet, inspired by my book, The Alphabet of Happiness. And each episode is under 5 minutes, is packed with practical tips you can use right away to give your mood a real boost. It's also an official countdown to the big book launch party on 31st of October at the Science Museum in London. And yes, you are invited. You can sign up on my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/book. And here is something extra special. If you would like to spread some joy, tag a friend in your post about this boost, about the alphabet of happiness, for a chance for them to win one of the 3 signed copies of my book. Just remember also to tag me at Claudia Mitura on LinkedIn or at @thehappinesschallenge_Claudia on Instagram. I'll be announcing the winners at the end of October. And if you just cannot wait to get your hands on the copy, you can order it straight away from all of the key retailers, from Amazon to Guardian bookshops. But before we dive into the A to Z of happiness, let me share a little bit about the book and my journey. So The Alphabet of Happiness brings together 26 science-backed principles to help you create more happiness at work, in your relationships, and within your own skin. And to make into the book, each principle had to meet 3 specific criteria. First of all, it needed to be practical. So each topic is actionable and easy to apply in daily life. I've personally tested all of the principles and all of the hacks. Secondly, each principle is science-based. So each principle is rooted in research and data. There is no fleeting trends or influencer hype. I think you know that by now about me. I love science. So it's all very much science-based. And thirdly, each principle needed to be relevant. So it really tackles real modern challenges. And I really hope it's making the content relatable, impactful, of how we can be happy in a crazy world that we live in. And I often get the question, why did I write The Alphabet of Happiness? And to be honest, my journey started from a deeply personal place. I wasn't necessarily planning to write a book or even explore the science of happiness, but then life happened. I lost my job, I had to reschedule my wedding, I couldn't go home to Poland, I faced health challenges both for myself and my dad, and all of that was happening during a pandemic. And in the middle of this, I frankly realized that I don't know how to be happy unless my life is perfect. And I decided to start a happiness experiment, really explore what science says about happiness and how could I apply it to my life. And the experiment became the Happiness Challenge, this podcast, and then eventually grew into a book, The Alphabet of Happiness. But ultimately, I wanted to create a toolkit, a set of practical science-backed principles to really help everyone, including myself, to cultivate more happiness, no matter what life throws at us. And currently, you know, in the modern world, it throws at us so much. And now I am so excited that I can invite you to join me on this journey. So each day for the next 26 days, we'll be exploring a new principle together. Whether you want to brighten your mornings, you want to strengthen your relationships, or you just want to feel a little bit more joy at work, there will be something here for you. So I do really hope that you will join me every day for the next 26 days as we count down to the big launch party. And most importantly, we build together a toolkit for happier life. So see you later for our first letter. Bye.